Clark Christensen from Audubon Community School. She swims for the team down in Atlantic. Joining us here today, as she made her decision earlier this year, she is going to continue her swimming career at UNI, the University of Northern Iowa, up in Cedar Falls. Claire, first of all, congratulations and appreciate you joining us here today.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet, Claire. Now, this decision made for you a few months ago. Let's kind of go back to that time. Now that you've had a little time to kind of reflect on it, how different is it, and how glad are you to have all of that process kind of behind you?
Oh, I am very happy. I was a little stressed out towards the beginning of senior year. During my senior swim season, I knew I still wanted to swim after the season was over. And I have been looking at a lot of different colleges, but UNI just seemed like the best fit, and I was very happy when I ended up signing on and having that decision finalized.
Before we talk about all the different schools that were looking at you and you were looking at, let's talk about your love for swimming. When did that develop, and what year? Was it just coming into this year, or what year did you kind of start going, you know, this is something I want to continue to do?
Oh, well, I started swimming when I was about 7 or 8, and it's always just been something that I've really loved to do. I never really got into, like, running in track or anything like that. It mostly was just in the water, and I couldn't do it in Audubon, but I was able to go to Manning. I started out there, and then when I was about 11 or 12, I swam club in Atlantic, and then that just had me go straight into high school, and ever since then, it's kind of become a lifestyle, so I didn't really want to quit after high school.
And you mentioned you looked at a lot of different schools. Who were you all looking at, and what were some of the schools that showed some good interest in you?
Well, I also looked at some D3 schools like Simpson and Co. I was also, towards the end, I was kind of looking at South Dakota University, but I didn't really get to visit there. There's just some different places, like D3 places that I enjoyed, but UNI was towards the end of my decision-making. I actually didn't really have it on my radar at all until probably the end of my swim season in November or December, but that ended up being the right choice for me.
With them coming on late, what was it about UNI that sold you so quickly?
Well, it honestly just turned out to be the best swimming and academic fit for me. I liked the area as well. I really liked the city of Cedar Falls, and it is a pretty competitive team, so I was really excited and anxious to see how much I'd improve as well going into the team and seeing what I could do.
Now, you got a lot of this done before the COVID-19 thing hit, but did this affect you getting signed or get a chance to kind of look at any of the campuses that you wanted to?
Luckily, I got everything done before COVID started. I was able to visit before, and I actually did an overnight visit to just kind of meet the team and the coach and see what everything was about down there. But yeah, I got everything done before, luckily, but some of the workouts and things, like, I'm not really able to swim right now, and a lot of the incoming freshmen aren't able to have a lot of pool time, but we're just able to do some dry land exercises, but that's about all that COVID's kind of put a damper on right now.
How difficult it is to do the dry land workouts, because it's not probably the same as being able to get into the pool and get those workouts.
No, it's not the same. I mean, you can do a lot of, it's more technique things with trying to get core exercises and lifting weights too, but with the gyms being closed too, that can be kind of hard. But it's not the same, but you can try to make do with what you have. I mean, I've been trying to do some running and just things to keep your lungs conditioned at this point.
Claire, you mentioned that you got a chance to kind of meet with the UNI coaches. What were those conversations like? Where do they see you fitting in? What events do they think that you can really help them out with?
Well, I was signed on to do sprint events, so the 50 and 100 freestyle. They were just talking about how they needed a couple of openings there because they select people with their specialized events. So there's like the breaststroke and butterfly, but they ended up picking me for freestyle. And that's kind of how I gravitated towards the end of my senior year. I started to go towards freestyle. I was a butterflyer for most of my high school career, but I think I'll be probably sticking towards just the sprint events going into college.
What was it with the freestyle that made you kind of switch over, as you mentioned, during your senior season?
I really don't know. I mean, I started the butterfly. I had a goal to break a minute in the fly, and after I did that, I was starting to go towards more freestyle, trying to get those lower, like 55, 54, trying to keep dropping my time in the 100 free. And then when regionals came to qualify for state, I picked the 100 free instead of the 100 fly, which was a big decision for me to make because it's crucial to get a good time in whatever event you're doing to qualify for state. And after picking the 100 free, I was not disappointed with my time. I was really happy with how that went. So I think they're looking at those times and who to pick for college that way too.
How much do you think the success you had in qualifying and what you did down at state, how much do you think that'll help you being confident in what you can do at UNI?
I think it really helped, especially my last year. I was really nervous. I think the whole team was really nervous to qualify. And sophomore year was a lot of fun with everyone. We were able to get a lot of relays to state and on the podium, which was a lot of fun and cool. But my senior year, my goal was to have our relays go and a couple of my individuals make it to the finals. And I was able to do that, which I was really happy with to end my senior year. But I think that just really helped kind of show some of the colleges that I was able to swim in college and I'd be a good candidate for that. And I think that all of that put together just really helped me realize that I wanted to swim in college and that I'd have what it took.
Claire, what do you think makes you such a good freestyler that you were able to make such a late transition and be as successful as what you were? What are your strengths, do you think?
Well, my coach, Dean, really helped me. He has us all do a lot of freestyle workouts. So that's basically just muscle movement at that point because you do it over and over. And that helps you transition into the other strokes as well. But I think that freestyle is my favorite event to do in stroke. But after doing it for so long, I think that just helps drop time in those events as well.
Claire, not only going to be swimming at UNI, you're also going to be further in your education. What do you want to do in your career, and what are you going to be majoring in?
I'm hoping to major in biology and to later be on the physical therapy track to become a physical therapist. And I'm not totally sure if I'm going to stick with that, but that's what I'm choosing right now. And I'm pretty excited to do that.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun kind of following your career from afar, being we don't cover the Atlantic swim team, but with you being an Audubon kid, I always kind of paid attention to how you and everybody was doing down there. So congrats on a great career. Congratulations on heading to UNI. Best of luck. And I know you're going to love Cedar Falls. It's a great town.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
You bet. Claire Christensen again with the Audubon Wheelers again in the Atlantic swim team heading to UNI to continue that swimming career.